2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 1 through 4. And it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar. For she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. And Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. And he said unto him, "Why art thou, being a king's son, lean from day to day? Wilt thou not tell me?" And Amnon said unto him, "I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister." Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you this evening asking, God, that your Spirit, your presence, God, would reach down in this place. God, speak to our hearts. Oh, God, speak to our minds, our hearts, Lord. Help us today. God, as we are enriched by your word, God, help us to receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save our souls. We ask it in Jesus' name. Give your neighbor a high five. You may be seated. Amen. This Wednesday evening, day that the Lord hath made. Beautiful day, isn't it? Amen. God is good to us. So we have, amen, this story about Absalom, Tamar, and Amnon. Amnon had a friend, a kid. He was a son of David, king of Israel. Amen. It's not easy being a kid, is it? Not easy being a kid. Not easy being, amen, someone growing up, someone exposed, someone going through changes, going through so much in your mind and in your body. Amen. But here we find this, amen, Amnon. He was a king's kid, a son of David. He lived in a palace and enjoyed all the splendors of a child of the king. In this text, we find Amnon in his teenage years, although his age is irrelevant because it's notable that all of us, irregardless of the season of life, we find ourselves and can have the same tendencies as Amnon. But here in his youth, we find himself in a predicament. He's fallen in love with his sister, more correctly, his half-sister, Tamar, and they shared the same father but different mothers, and I would guess that the emotions that Amnon initially had for Tamar were innocent, but a battle began to be lost in the confines of his mind. The battle began in his mind, a battle which he lost. Amen. There are many battles that take place in our minds. Hello? Amen. The Bible teaches us, amen, very clearly that the battles are in the mind. That, as the Apostle Paul said, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind." The mind is a battleground. Hello. I said the mind is a battleground. Amen. That's where wars are waged. That's where battles are won or lost. Amen. And so we see that, Amnon began this battle in his mind. He began to desire his sister. Amen. And we see that this battle kept growing and growing. In Romans chapter 7, the apostle Paul said, I see a war, a law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity, the law of sin which is in my members. I want to follow the Holy Ghost here tonight. Amen. There are battles, amen, that all of us have to face. Amen. Battles, wars that we are going through, no matter whether you're 70 or whether you're 7, you're going through battles, you're going through wars. Amen. And these are going to enter into your mind. Amen. The apostle Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ. So then with the mind, I serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. It is in the mind that many of our greatest battles are won or lost. It is in our mind that we will determine the outcome of the battle oftentimes before it even begins. Amen. There is power in what you place in your mind. That is why, amen, there is a powerful thing called marketing. I seen a blog article and it said that Facebook actually had the power to sway an entire election of a country. Hello? Because society, amen, is connected with the thoughts, amen, of other people and outcomes and all of that, amen. And so if we, amen, if we walk around thinking we're defeated, amen, we can find ourselves defeated. If we walk around thinking negative, we will become negative. If we allow the devil to entertain thoughts in our mind that are actually unholy, those thoughts will become subtle desires. I want to preach to somebody if I can get your attention tonight. Amen. I want this message, amen, to span across, amen, this entire congregation and through, amen, Acts 2:38 radio. Amen. Thoughts will become desires, and desires, amen, not controlled or conquered, will become unbridled passion. That passion, if not quenched, can become an action. That action put into emotion is iniquity. And iniquity, if not repented of, becomes a wedge between you and God, isolating you from the presence of God. When Adam and Eve sinned, amen, they broke the commandments. Their eyes were opened. Let me tell you something. Every action has a reaction. Amen. God did not tell Adam and Eve, thou shalt not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Amen. Just because he wanted to be angry or mad or, amen, or a dictator over Adam and Eve. Amen. He told them that because there was, amen, there was a price that would have to be paid. Well, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God knew the end, amen, what the end would be, amen. And Adam and Eve, amen, Eve was beguiled. She failed to see, amen. Can I get a hold of somebody tonight? Amen. They failed to see the danger, amen. The Bible said that the tree looked good. Help me, Jesus. Amen. The Bible says that the tree looked good. It was one to be desired. I don't think nobody's helping me tonight. Amen. I said the tree looked good. It looked harmless. Amen. It looked harmless. It looked good to the eyes. Amen. Everything that you think and see with your five senses. Amen. We were all born with five senses. Taste, touch, hearing, smelling. Amen. And amen. Seeing those five gates into the soul of man. Amen. It may look wonderful, but the end thereof may be death. Sin's path will lead you to a place of pain. Let me tell you something. When people begin that path, amen, away from God, and they, amen, they take their first cigarette and they smoke their first cigarette. That cigarette looks harmless. It looks small. Amen. It looks wimpy. Amen. But can I tell you that small, amen, harmless looking little cigarette, amen, has America down with millions and billions of dollars on people who are dying with cancer and emphysema because, amen, of cigarettes. Amen. It may look small. It may look, hell, amen, look harmless. Amen. Come on, but it'll destroy you. Amen. With cancer, it'll cause, amen, premature births. Amen. It'll cause, amen, defected, amen, births. It'll cause all kinds of calamity, and we could go down the line. Amen. A little can, a 12-ounce can of Budweiser. Amen. It doesn't look very harmless. Amen. Come on. Amen. But it's a pathway. Amen. To destruction. Amen. Come on. I said the marijuana joint is small, and it don't look dangerous, but it'll destroy you. Amen. We need to wake up and realize the devil's smarter than we are. Amen. I said he is smarter than we are. Our mind will lead us to a place of pain and torment, addiction, bondage, loss of self-control. Amen. A slave to sin. Hello? I know this probably wasn't what you was planning on, but you have a beef with it, have a beef with God, because I'm just delivering the mail. Come on. Romans chapter 6 says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, ye servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which is delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness." Amen. There is a war. There is a battle. But Paul said, being made free from sin. Amen, my Lord. Amen, come on. Amen, hallelujah. Help us, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Born again, free from sin. Now I'm happier night and day. It makes me shout. There's no doubt. I know I've been born again. Amen. Come on. In Jesus' name. Amen. I was the servant of sin, but no longer. Amen. I've been made free from sin, become a servant to God. Amen. We are serving. We are working. We are under God's payroll now. Amen. Redbud Church didn't hire me. God hired me. Amen. And I have got to preach what God tells me to preach. I got to say what God tells me to say. I got to warn what God tells me to warn. I got to look what God tells me to look. I got to sound the alarm what God tells me to sound. Amen. I got to do what God tells me to do. If you don't like it, amen, come on. I don't care whether you like it or not. Amen. God is trying to save you. He's trying to help you. He's trying to deliver you. Amen. Come on. The flesh don't like, amen, real preaching. Amen. The flesh wants something, amen, that'll tickle your ears, make you feel good, pat you on the back. Amen. Come on. But I ain't patting nobody on the back watching them go to hell. Amen. I said I ain't patting nobody on the back while they're sliding into hell. Amen. I'm going to preach. Amen. I said I'm going to preach. Amen. I'm going to preach the same. Amen. I said, I'm going to preach so you can be saved. Jesus came to save.
Jesus did not come to get a big congregation. Jesus did not come, amen, to get big numbers. Jesus did not come, amen, to get a payroll. Amen. Jesus came to seek and to save that which he came to preach. Amen. Repentance. He came to make people mad. He told John, amen, blessed are they who are not offended in me. Amen. If you want to, amen, you want a wet back wimpy, amen, come on. Amen. You want a wimpy, amen, come on, hireling, amen, that'll just pat you on the back, amen, while you're sleeping with your neighbor, amen, you got the wrong person, amen, and that is not what you need.
Preach to me. Huh? Come on. It's sad what the Pentecostal church at large has become. Become a breeding ground for sin. While the watchmen, they're not watching. They're busy watching the offering pan. Hello? Come on. It's the truth. I ain't making this up. It's the truth. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Come on, we've seen good, strong church caves to sin because they lost the battle in their mind. Hello? Last thing Brother House wants to see is anyone, amen, lose the battle in their mind, amen, in this church. Amen, come on. I said, I want to see you. Amen, I want to see you in that number. Amen, come on. I said, I want to see you in that number. Amen, I do not want to see you, amen, in chains and slave, into bondage. Amen, come on. We got to be real. Amen, I said, we got to be real. Amen, we've got to be real. Amen. Amen. We got to quit entertaining bad thoughts. Amen. We got to quit thinking about junk. Amen. We got to quit putting things in our mind that is detrimental to our walk with God. Amen. I said we got to quit allowing stinking thinking to rob us of our victory. I said we got to quit allowing stinking thinking to rob us of our victory. Amen. Come on. God's word is true.
We got to rise higher. Fickle faith won't make it through. Hello? I said fickle faith will not get us through. Being inconsistent or having a wavering walk. Amen. We are in the very, amen, sands of the hourglass of the very end time. That devil knows what he's doing. And if he can get our minds distracted, if he can get our minds lusting, he can get our minds off of, amen, on Tamar, on something else, amen, if he can get our minds wavering, amen, on something else, amen, somewhere where it shouldn't be, amen, come on, I said, he can get us, amen, come on, I said, we gotta be wiser, amen, we gotta be wiser, amen, I said, we gotta be wiser, amen, we can't give ourselves, amen, 22 hours of the day to our desires and to the world and expect to give God 2 hours of your time and you're going to somehow make it to heaven. Amen. Come on. You got to have more relationship. Amen. Come on. Actions speak louder than words. Amen. Come on. I said, we our actions speak louder than words. Where's our prayer life? Amen. Where is our devotion? Amen. Come on. The altars should be full during prayer time, but they're not. Why not? Amen. Come on. You've been raised in the King's house. Amen. What else is taking your time? Amen. We got to get real. unfaithfulness, lukewarm, casual commitment. Come on. God has higher expectations of us to whom much is given, much is required. We're not newcomers. We're not a house full of new converts. Some new, amen, folks in here that don't have, amen, a whole lot, amen, a foundation underneath of them. But the majority of us, amen, come on, we got a foundation. Amen, come on, God expects more out of us. Amen, he expects more out of us. Amen, I said he expects more out of us. Amen, I said he expects more out of us. My Holy Ghost is telling me, amen, somebody's got their eyes on a Tamar. Somebody's got their eyes on something else. Amen, somebody's got their mind on something else. Somebody's got their heart on something else. Amen. Come on. Amen. Amen. Your heart. Where's your heart at? Come on, we got to go higher. We cannot degress. Amen. What happened? Something happened. Amen. With Eve. Amen. Why wasn't she, amen, with next to her husband? Amen. Why was she over there talking to that slug? Amen. Thug anyway. Why? Amen. Why wasn't she, amen, a helpmeet helping her husband? Amen. You know why? Amen. Come on, the perfect parallel. If we're going to be a church that grows. Amen. I said if we're going to be the church. Amen. If we're going to be the bride and the bridegroom. If we're going to be in spouse to Christ. Amen. We're going to have to be next to him, baby. Amen. We're going to have to snuggle up and be as close to him as we can be. If we want children, amen, we're going to have to get intimate. Amen. Come on. I said if we, amen, want a move of God. Amen. It ain't the preacher's fault. Don't you go blaming the preacher, bad mouthing the preacher, amen, chewing the preacher, amen, it ain't my fault, amen, you ain't got, amen, come on, I don't lift myself up, but I'm not a dead preacher, amen, you, we need a relationship, amen, with the King. We got time for everything. But what we should. Hello? I said, we got time for everything else. Come on. Trying to help, not hurt. Trying to help all of us, not hurt us. I preach this to you, I preach it to me. We all can do better. Amen. I said, we all can do better. But I'm trying to help those who are getting in the red zone. There is a danger zone living for God. I was wondering the other day, you know, Samson. He was anointed. He had the spirit, presence, power of God in his life. But you know, how many times did he go to church and just put on a good front while his mind was with Delilah? I'm just following the Holy Ghost. How many times is Samson? Amen. Come on. I said, Samson, you can still speak in tongues and be lost. How many times did Samson, amen, shout, amen, do something, amen, put on a good show, amen, but the whole time, amen, come on, his mind was somewhere else, amen, and when he, amen, came down to the day, when he finally told Delilah his secret, amen, come on, do you even think, amen, help me, Holy Ghost, do you even think that this world cares about you, amen, this world wants to destroy you. This world wants to take your Holy Ghost. This world wants to rob you and leave you less stripped. Amen. Come on. Amen. Help me, God. Amen. I I said, this world is not your friend. Amen. Delilah. Amen. Samson played the fool. He told her his secret. Amen. And your secret is the same secret as his. Amen. Your secret is the Holy Ghost. And we can go to church and we can put on a big bad show. We're big, we're bad, we're tough. How long? How many times was it written? How many times did Samson play around with sin before God said it's enough? Hello? How many times did Samson get away with it? He wasn't getting away with it. God was watching. He was taking record before he withdrew his spirit. And the Philistines came upon Samson. There's too many people sitting in the Pentecostal church who have devalued and have lost that love for the heritage, the blessing. I'm praying with tears that none of us have to experience what Samson experienced the day that the Philistines came upon him. And he had no power. He had no power to defend himself. We got to get the fear of God back. I said, we got to get the fear of God back. If this don't apply to you, then you just sit back and enjoy. I ain't pointing my finger at nobody. I'm just delivering the mail. We got to pray more. We got to fast more. Hello? So Amnon was a young man that had all the privileges of growing up in the king's palace, all the luxuries, upbringing, being a son of the king, but yet still he lost the battle. Don't think just because you go to church and you're a Pentecostal and you've been baptized in Jesus' name, see the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that you're exempt, because you're not. As a matter of fact, he's got his crosshairs on you. And let me tell you this while I'm at it. Amen. When I first got the Holy Ghost, amen, I thought, hey, you know, I had that idea too. You know, everything would just, you know, it would be like supreme. It wasn't a month later, all of a sudden I'm having these bad dreams and, amen, all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, Dad, I was like, what's going on? You know, I'm having all these bad, you know, I thought when you get the Holy Ghost, you know, all that stuff is gone. When you get the Holy Ghost and you start living for God, even if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, let me tell you, the devil, amen, has got his crosshairs on you. And we can't walk around being naive Eve and thinking that everything in the garden is beautiful, wonderful, amen, and harmless, and nothing's going to hurt you. Amen. There ain't no snakes. There ain't no harm. There ain't no danger. Amen. Everything is wonderful. This world, amen, you can't walk around, amen, with this psychological baloney, amen, like some of those college professors tell you. Amen. Just think, if you think yourself happy, you're happy. And you think yourself rich, you're rich, and all this. And, amen. People going out buying $10,000 rings and diamonds and all this and that. I'm rich, baby. Amen. Drive a fancy car. Amen. And they are so broke. Amen. And in debt, living a fake life, a fake mask. Amen. Come on, we better wake up. So privilege. Don't get it.
He still lost the battle. I'm here to help someone. You can sit at the king's table, eat the king's food, walk through the king's palace, have the love of the king in your life, but at the end, lose it. There is a brutal reality that some of us need to understand. Just because we sit next to each other in the king's house don't always mean that they're going to the same place you're going. You know, some people get hurt. The biggest problem we have in the church is people getting hurt. People get hurt because they get too attached to people. People get hurt because they put people on a pedestal. You can't attach yourself to people. You got to attach yourself to God. Your relationship is between you and God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. And his righteousness and all these other things shall be added unto you. Amen. Come on. I said, this is a, amen, it's a God thing. Amen. Do not, amen, allow yourself, amen, to put that, amen, that trust and that, amen, all that, everything into people, because people fail. People are not perfect. Amen. People are not perfect. Jesus said, amen, the man came to Jesus and said, good master, speak to my brother that he deliver his inheritance and divide it with me. And Jesus said, why do you call me good? Jesus in his flesh had hang-ups. Did I just say that? In our flesh. Somebody pinch yourself. Huh? Come on now. Somebody pinch yourself. He was Son of Man, but yet Son of God, but yet he was Son of Man. Amen. He went down there to the garden. He said, God, amen, the flesh crying out to the spirit. I want to whoop them all. I want to do them in. I got the power. I have the authority. I can do it. But God, amen, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. Come on. You hear me? Amen. Flesh, amen, will let you down. Flesh will fail. Amen. But there is a God who'll never leave you. He'll never fail you. A God that's real. Amen. I said a God that is real. I can't get up here and preach like this. You don't look at people's realness by the masks that they wear, or the clothes they wear, or the vehicle they drive, or the materialism, or the externals. Amen. You look at somebody and you look at their testimony. Hello? Godliness gain is not godliness. The Bible says it. The Bible says that man would make gain godliness. They would make merchandise of you. Gain is not godliness. You better look in the heart. Amen. The heart. That's what you go after. Amen. Come on. You go after the heart. Jesus said, amen, a corrupt tree bringeth not forth good fruit, neither doth the good tree bring forth corrupt fruit. Amen. Out of the heart. Amen. Come on. Someone who's lived it. Amen. Someone who, amen, God has brought out of the pits of hell. Amen. Has changed their lives. Amen. And says, amen, give them the power. Amen. Come on. To live right. Amen. To live above. To fight. Amen, to make stands, knowing that they would suffer reproach. Amen, come on, knowing that they would, amen, taking a stand, living for God is taking stands. Amen, standing for truth. Amen, Elijah stood. Amen, in the face of the whole world, Elijah stood. He was hated. He was hated. He was hated. You hear me? I'm preaching to you tonight. Elijah was hated. Amen, what about Jesus?
Do you believe Jesus was God? Do you really believe it? Do you? Do you? Now, come on, I didn't hear everybody. Do you really believe Jesus was God manifested in the flesh? I have my doubts. Because the world hated him. You hear me? They hated him. If you think, amen, that you're supposed to be walking around like some clown, Ronald McDonald, amen, like the... Can I say this? I'm not saying this to make anyone mad. I'm saying it to make a point, like the Pope Mobile. Huh? They got this $1 million Pope Mobile. Hello? And everybody kisses his ring, kisses his feet. I wouldn't give you a wooden nickel. Huh? Come on, that's the amen, that's the balance. You got men, amen, who the world admire, who they love, they lift up on a great high platform. Oh, wonderful. Amen. Jesus said, what did he say? Be careful when men speak good of you. Hello? You got people that lift it up, high and lift it up, but then you got these old geezers, amen, these old hard-nosed preachers, amen, nobody likes, amen, come on, talked about, lied on, cheated, talked about, amen, come on, amen, amen, nobody likes them, amen, nobody wants them, amen, they're over in the corner, amen, come on, they're eating bread and water of affliction, amen, come on, amen, and over in their corner is the Lord Jesus Christ, who was despised, who was rejected, amen, who was despised, amen, they conspired, amen, against him to destroy him.
Why? Because the people wanted a people person. Huh? Jesus said, if someone come in their name, you'll receive them. Bishop, deacon, LD, PhD, double D, so-and-so. Jesus, Nazarite. Who's that? Huh? I'm just telling you the word. Truth. Reality. They wanted a people person. They wanted somebody just like Saul. Amen. And then, and back when God was king and when Samuel was the prophet, the preacher. Amen. Come on, the prophets. Amen. Always preaching, always telling us, always getting on our case. Amen. Honey, you better be glad you got somebody on your case. Amen. How can you just sit by? Amen. And watch the world be lost. Amen. And not screaming out. Amen. Not warn. Amen. Come on. That is our job. Amen. It's to be watchmen on the wall. Amen. To be watchmen. Amen. Looking out for your soul. Amen. Looking out for you.
But nowadays, amen, the majority, they want a leader who does not question, who does not... Don't get involved. My life is my life, preacher. Like I said, I'm just a servant. If you got a beef with it, you better take it up with the boss. Hello? They
They want somebody that'll let them live their life, do what they want, no questions asked. As long as I show up to church, it's all right. Put my little envelope in the offering pan, shake the preacher's hand. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen, everything's fine, hunky-dory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Brother House, let me tell you this right now. Brother House is not looking on your Facebook. Brother House, seeking God. So, let's not go there. I don't preach off of observation. I preach off of inspiration. What was Amnon's demise? What was his downfall? Because he had a bad friend. There are people that have connected themselves with other people. Listen to me. This is the punt of this message. There are people sitting right here listening to me who have connected themselves to other people who will destroy your walk with God. You hear me? It is written on my notes. It matters who's your friend. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said it matters who's your friend. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4 says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. They pray, they believe in God, you know. We're all the same. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? It's a whole lot more than just who you are married to. But who do you connect yourself with? Who do you hang out with? Who do you spend your time with? Who are you socializing with? Let me tell you something. Facebook is going to ruin a lot of people. Kids have no business on social media at all. And if you're using it for business, that's one thing, but kids have no business on the social network. Hello? If you don't believe me, ask Sister Susie. You can hear other people in here right now, I know, that you can ask them about it. What will social media do to you as a young person? It'll destroy you. Who are you yoked up with? I challenge you to refuse to hang out with unbelievers. Let go of individuals and things that are spiritual sponges in your life. Hello? I said, let go of things that are spiritual sponges in your life. I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to read the Bible. I don't have time to fast. I don't have time for devotion. Yes, you do. Your data limit shows you have all kinds of time. Time. There ain't gonna be no excuses. Hello? Come on. We get into marriages right now. You want a better marriage? Put the phone up. Stare at him. Hello? Where was I at? Me and the wife went out for dinner the other night. And they had one of those rotten devil, one-eyed devils on the wall. And over in the corner, I just happened to see it. They had a show on. Here, this love couple, boyfriend and girlfriend, they were splitting up. In the bottom of the screen, she said, "He loves Facebook more than me." I know it sounds humorous. That's not a joke. Let go of things that are spiritual sponges in your life. I might as well go there while I'm here. And if there is anything that you've dying to ask me, how's Brother House think of this or that or that? Brother House is, hey, I'm easy. You ask me whatever question you want on my standards, what I believe. I'll tell you. You may not like it, but I'll tell you. You ain't got to be afraid of me. You know, I'd rather have someone who's a little conservative than someone who's loose as a goose. Quack, 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 quack. Huh? I'd rather have someone who stands for something than someone who falls for anything. Gets up behind a pulpit and preaches, amen, holiness. How's the Cards doing, man? You got your iPad going? It's in the ninth inning. I'm not joking. I have been at conferences and the preachers are on the platform with their iPad going, watching the Cardinals game in the middle of a conference. I didn't make that up. That's the leadership I'm talking about. Instead of worrying about, hey man, how the game of life's going. They got people in their choir that's sleeping around, girls with girls, boys with boys. And they're more worried about the Cards game. Let go of things that are spiritual sponges in your life. If we're going to do anything for God, we're going to have to be sold out for God. Some people are more concerned about who will be your friend and who will pat you on the back, who will compliment you, who will call you up, who will like you and who will bring affirmation in your life. Popularity. I may not be a friend of Joe, John, Jerry, Alicia, Alyssa, Tammy or Kimmy, but I'm a friend of God. Is he your friend? I'm not saying to make ourselves stuck up or unapproachable at all. We're all the salt of the world, so if the influence over us is greater than our influence over them, it's time to move on. This nonsense of I'm going to convert them. Let me tell you something, those who are seeking, amen, seeking love. It don't work. If you're looking for love, you better look for love in the house of God. And you better look at the fruit on the tree, and you better look at their life, and you better look at, amen, their prayer life. And you'll need somebody with more problems than you got. Amen, hallelujah, I love him, and he loves me. Amen, no, he's using you. If their influence over us is greater than our influence over them, it's time to move on. If salt loses its savor or its ability to change, then it's good for nothing. We should continually be changing in God. We don't come into the house of God, repent of our sins, get baptized in Jesus' name, get the Holy Ghost, and that's it, baby. We stopped right there. Amen. We should be continually changing. We should be continually growing.
We should be continually being changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. If salt loses its savor or its ability to change, salt has the attribute of what it touches, it changes to be like it. When you put a bunch of salt on chicken, it becomes salty chicken. When you put a bunch of salt on popcorn, it becomes salty popcorn. When you put a bunch of salt on your eggs, they become salty eggs. No matter how much you put chicken on a salt, you will never taste a handful of salt and say, yum, that tastes like chicken. Salt transforms, but never conforms. You better read your Bible. People got their heads so morphed in Can I say this without you getting mad at me? I'm a preacher. Can I just say this? I am not trying to be offensive, but people got their head more wrapped up in knowledge.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Pi r 3 inversely proportional to the rate. Waterfalls at this, you know. Hello? I'm trying to get to you.
We got ourselves so morphed into this world. We're supposed to be in this world, but not of this world. We're supposed to be transformers, not conformers. We must love the sinner. We love the crack addict. We love the backslider. We love the adulterer. We love the alcoholic, such as were some of us. But if it ever comes to the point where they have more influence over us than we do over them, it's time to say, I love you, but I have to leave you because I'm going to a higher level. We have been called out, brought out, royal priesthood, peculiar people. That's what happened to Amnon. He had the wrong friends. He hung out with the wrong crowd. That's what happened to me. I was a preacher's kid hanging out at the neighborhood. He was walking down the corridors of the palace. His face was gone. His eyes painted with dark circles from sleepy sickness, nights, worry, anxiety. His head was bent over his heart, aching his friends, Jonadab and the son of Shimei. Shimei was one of David's brothers, Amnon, his friends, Jonadab. He trusted him. He was connected with him. Jonadab looks at Amnon and inquires with him, what's wrong with you? Some of your worst enemies will guise themselves in a cloak of concern. Ain't it funny how, amen, the world tries to tell you they're your friend and they care about you, amen, but someone who really cares about you, amen, someone who has gave their lives for you, someone who would stand and take a bullet in the head for you, is always cast to the side like you don't understand or you don't care. It's wrong. Satan always comes as an angel of light before he pulls into the darkness. His response is to Tamar, I love Tamar. I want to be with her, but I will not shame her. I will not bring reproach to her. I know it's wrong. You know when something is wrong. It's early. I said, you know when something is wrong. Listen, Jonadab looks at him with a subtle grin on his face and to say, what? You can do whatever you want. Nobody can tell you what to do. There it is. Give me a preacher that don't tell me what to do. I have had church members who I was pastor of, get in my face and tell me, you don't tell me what to do. And they were headed down the wrong path. But you know what? They didn't listen. But they was in my house telling me the result and asking for repentance. Hello? You don't tell me what to do. No, I don't, but God does. He's God. It ain't me. Let me tell you something. There is a lack of respect in America. The ministry, the clergy used to have high regards and high respect, and truly, yes, because some crooks and people ends with names and Baker and all that stuff, that they lost a lot of respect for people. But there used to be high regards and high respect for the ministry and those who are in authority. Now people don't respect cops. They don't respect presidents. They don't respect preachers. They don't respect nobody. Amen. They have the cocky attitude as nobody's going to tell me what to do. But can I tell you, amen, God has the last say. And so it's in the book. So Jonadab suggests a plot. Most people, if they're really honest with themselves, they're really only about one person away from making one of the biggest mistakes in their lives. Jonadab's plot is this. Ammon, just pretend like you are sick. When David comes in and asks what you can do to help, just state you really feel better if you knew Tamar would come in and fix some chicken noodle soup, something. When he comes in, grab her and take advantage of her. Some people, that's right where you're at. You're this close to just grabbing sin and taking advantage. I wish I wasn't preaching this. I wish I was preaching, you know, something totally. You know, I wish I was just preaching some 365 sermon selection.
Tonight we're going to preach about faith.
Sin always tries to make you feel like you're missing something. You don't need to watch every movie. You don't need to watch this and that and that and this and this and this. No, I forgot what I was going to say. Now I'm going to say it. Not every TV program will send you to hell. But it's the devotion to it that will. Hello? Let's be real. I'm a realist. It's the devotion. People are more devoted to Young and Dumb. That will send you to hell. Or The Young and the Restless, or The Days of Our Lives, or Hospital, or any of those tramp shows. Amen. Anything that portrays, amen, sin. Amen. You're supposed to shun the very presence of evil. Amen. You think you can sit around, amen, and morph yourself, amen, into, amen, sin and not affect you. You're crazy. And not every little TV program or TV show is going to send you to hell, but your devotion to it will. And there are people who are more devoted to the TV show than they are to God Jehovah. Amen. They don't have time to pray. They don't have time to read the Bible, baby. They don't have time for I've been so busy. Amen. Amen. That ain't going to get it. That's malarkey. That's lies. Hello. You voted me in, you can vote me out. But I'm still going to preach the truth. It's our human nature. And so let me bring it down to the real level. We're all human. Think Brother House don't like a good shoot 'em up? Come on. Ain't nothing, you know, like John Wayne or Charles Bronson or Bruce Lee. Just bust them up. That's what I came out of. Wrestling's fake, but all that other stuff's real. You know what I'm saying? We're all human. I'm preaching to you. I'm preaching to me. We're human. Why you act like, amen, why you got to act like I'm the plague or I'm somebody bad or something? I'm just as real as you are. I have the same temptations. The Bible says, amen, Jesus Christ was tempted in all points like as you are. Hello? But we got to say no. How would you like your pastor, amen, if all he did was sit around, amen, sit around in my front room to stare? Can you get me something to drink? I don't want to miss this. Come on. How'd you like if your pastor was out at the golf course? Amen. Out there. Hey, amen. I got me a new pack of golf balls. Man, I'm going golfing. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. I'm the best golfer on the whole team. Hey, amen. Come on. Hey, amen. You're out there. And I've never, only golfing I've done is miniature golf. Hey, amen. But can I tell you, they ain't out there playing golf because they're trying to get healthy and all. They ain't no healthy, none of that stuff. And walk. Oh, well, you walk. Well, you walk around the park with your wife, baby, instead of sitting down there at the golf course. Hey, amen. Looking at those women.
Take a break.
That ain't on my notes. But I'm telling you, they ain't playing golf. And while you're at it, before you get out to the golf course, there's a clubhouse. Why are you laughing?
Okay, I better get back on my notes.
So sin always tries to make you feel like you're missing something. You ain't missing nothing. You ain't missing out on nothing. Talk to your elders in this church. You are not missing out on nothing. There ain't nothing to miss. The only thing worth missing, amen, the only thing that you'll be missing is when you ain't in the house of God, amen, and the Holy Ghost breaks out, amen, and the divine meets, amen, meets earthly, and God, amen, that's when you're missing something, this world, amen. What would a man give in exchange for his soul? What would it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses soul? You're playing with your soul. There are many people of different backgrounds that have given their life to God. We've known crack addicts that have come clean. We've known drunks come staggering in church to leave filled with the Holy Ghost. I've been in prison ministry, men who did numerous, amen, time sentences for murder. Not one time have I ever heard them say, "Well, I wish I had waited longer to get in church." You're sitting there riding the fence, looking on the other side of the fence, and the gun runners, the drug dealers, and all the murderers and everything in the world, is they're looking in the house of God. Amen. Well, I want saved. Come on. And they all say the same thing. I wish I would have found Christ sooner. So Amnon listens to the voice of his friend, Jonadab, plots in place, in action. Amen. Come on. Can I follow the Holy Ghost? Some of you, amen, are sitting around listening to voices with plans and plots. Oh, I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna blow this gig. I'm gonna get as far away from here as I can. Amen. We're going. We're gonna go somewhere. We're gonna live good. Amen. I'm sick and tired of these small towns. Amen. I'm tired of this and tired of that. We got plans. Now, let me tell you this. Some of you got the devil sitting on the other shoulder saying, "Church ain't real, God ain't real, none of this is real, they're all fakes, blah, blah, blah." Amen, but who's preaching to your heart? Is that fake? Did I make it up? Am I good emotionalist? I'm none of that. I'm just a poor preacher trying to raise a family and make it to heaven. And I'm trying to help you make it there too. Ammon listens to the voice of his friend Jonadab plotting to his action. Tamar begs him, no, don't do this. How many times does a preacher got to beg you? You know, one preacher was preaching, evangelist preaching at the church, and Brother John Wilson, appreciate this if he's listening. Amen. The evangelist, the pastor says, amen, how come you keep preaching on repentance? And the evangelist says, because they ain't repenting. Tamar begs him, don't do this. If I could get on my spiritual knees, I'd get on my knees right up here in front of this whole church, I will, if that's what it takes. I'll beg you, don't do it. Don't. Don't go down the path of pain. Don't go down the path of wrong decisions. We've been there. There ain't nothing at the end of that road besides a pig pen of sin. And time is too short. So Tamar begs him, don't do this, but he overcomes her with his strength and steals her innocence. You know what the devil wants to do with you? He wants to steal your innocence. What is the most purest thing that there is? The Holy Ghost. The devil wants to steal your innocence. After sin is conceived, something devious happens. Amnon hates her. Imagine that. He loved me. Do you know how many women have walked out on the sidewalk? Ruined. And said the same thing. I thought he loved me. He told me he loved me. This is not easy to preach. But it's real. Happens every day. Amnon hates her and tells her to leave. You know what the devil will do with you after he's done with you? Leave. I'm done with you. I ruined you. So then people walk through society, amen, hating themselves, suicidal, going to give up. God hates me. The world hates me. I have no place no more. Hello? He didn't really hate her. He hated what he had done and what he had become. Come on, I'm not preaching just about bad company. I'm preaching against sin, and it will destroy you. Peter calls the adversary a roaring lion. Roaring lion. Musicians can come. Peter calls the adversary a roaring lion. A lion, one of the most vicious killing machines. You hear me? The devil is a killing machine. The lion, one of the most vicious killing machines. A full-grown male lion weighs between 350 to 500 pounds, 9 feet long. Isn't that quaint that Goliath was 9 feet tall? There's a parallel. Amen. 9 foot long, stands 3.5 feet tall, can run 35 miles per hour, can see in the pitch black darkness. He can run down in the pitch black darkness and leap upon its prey and snap its back instantly and drag away a 600 pound zebra. You think you're a match for the devil, you're wrong. Six men can't do what a lion can do. So after 2 years went by, Tamar had shut herself in her room, crying, hiding shamefully. Never would she marry, never would she be whole again, because what Amnon had done to her. I'm just trying to be a shepherd.
take me wrong. Amnon walked the halls of the palace like nothing was wrong. Even Absalom, Tamar's full brother, talked with Amnon as if it was all good for 2 years. You can let sin go and think that you got it all covered. Come on. How long do you walk around and act like nothing's wrong? How long we cover it up? Went to the mall. Now God gave me this message. Try it on pants. See how it feels. Makeup on your face just to see how you looked. Until our sins are covered by His blood, they'll come back and haunt us. One day Ammon was invited to a party. How many times I about lost my life at a party? It ain't a fun time. It's danger. Only the blood of Jesus has the ability. So he was invited to a party. He was a guest of honor. But another plot was already put into action. The instructions were given. When he gets drunk, kill him. Come on, let's stand. The devil wants to see your end. When they're drunk, kill them. The thief cometh to rob, comes to kill, comes to destroy. Jesus Christ, who is God, manifested in the flesh, came to save. He came to save. He called ignorant and unlearned fishermen to preach to a world that's in trouble. Come on, this altar's open. This altar's open. Can you be real with yourself? Can you be real with God? Can you be real with God who knows your name? Can you be real with God who knows you better than you know yourself? Oh, God, help us. Oh God, it's not an easy message.
Touch the hem of His garment, and I felt the leading of Your hand.
Oh God.
But today,
Jesus,
my eyes look much higher.
Jesus.
To see the face of the great I am. More of You, Jesus, more of Your face, more of Your glory in this place. More of You, Jesus, more of Your face.
Come on,
more of Your glory.
There's a God who knows better. There's a God who cares. There's a God who gave His life on Calvary so you could be saved.
eyes look much higher.
Jesus.
To see the face.
Jesus. Jesus.
More of you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
More of your face.
Oh, God.
More of your glory in this place.
Reach.
More of you, Jesus. More of your
Shame.
Face. More of your glory
Jesus.
In this place.
Come on, somebody ought to pray.
I've touched the hem of
somebody
your
needs to pray.
And I've
somebody needs to reach.
The
Jesus.
But today,
oh God,
my eyes look much higher.
Oh God,
to see the face
in the name of Jesus. In the name of
more
Jesus.
Of you, Jesus.
In the
more
name of Jesus.
Face. More of your glory.
In the name
in
of Jesus.
More of
oh
you,
God.
Jesus. I felt.